Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Well, hello and good evening to all of you. It's Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. And we are talking about step number 3, connection. Tonight we're doing integration. And we're going to be talking about all the things that we've discussed this month, about what connection can mean for us and do for us and support us with, and how it gets us closer to freedom. We've talked about love becoming a possibility and giving and receiving the connection. But first, let's connect with my co-host, Terry Sayer. How was your week?
I had a great week, and it's been a start of the second week of school vacation, which gives me a little bit of break from some of my work, and so I'm able to relax a bit more and spend time with my family. And, of course, this past week was Christmas and all of the traditions and festivities around the holiday, and certainly an opportunity to connect in many ways. And I was delighted to connect with my children and grandchildren, and I've had them spending the night and getting lots of grandma time while they're out of school. So it's been a real opportunity to connect. And I thought, since we're doing some integration tonight around the step of connection, I've been thinking about my growth and my journey and my capacity to connect my head and heart and my thoughts and feelings. And this past week and continuing on this week, I've been practicing being more playful and just having more fun in my connections with others. And that's connecting with my true nature, which is to be playful. And sometimes I'm so in my head and my thoughts that I forget that playful component of my heart. And so I've been practicing connecting with that, especially with my grandchildren, and it's been very, very satisfying, and it's been fun. And I've noticed a capacity that's increased in not being quite so serious, which allows me to have that playful, fun attitude and mindset. So that's what I've been practicing connecting with more, and making that integration between head and heart, thoughts and feelings, as a way of integrating and thinking about this particular step, is that when we connect with other people, we really find ourselves. And that's where I've been kind of focusing and thinking about what I want and what really makes me happy. And it's that playful nature. So that's I've been working on and practicing that. So that's kind of where I've been this past week. Lots of opportunities to make connections, integrating the thoughts and the feelings, and just kind of going with that playful mindset.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that this Christmas was really nice. I mean, it seemed like we were all getting along better. I don't know if it's because it's Christmas or what, but it seemed like we were connecting more and, you know, being better about spending time together and being kind to each other. And it was really nice. And my kids have been having more time to connect with each other and to play with each other because they're home. And I set up he wouldn't like me calling him this because he's 13, but a play date with my 13-year-old and one of his friends that he doesn't get to see very often because they live in different towns. And so kind of coordinating that connection for him, because that's something that he's not really great at being able to do. And so when the fact that he connects with this kid, I make sure that they have time together and stay friends, even though we moved away. And I think that I've noticed the most important relationship, other than the one that I'm trying to cultivate with myself, is that I've been spending a lot of energy trying to cultivate a better relationship with my husband. And I feel like it's improving. And not that we don't have a good relationship in lots of different areas, but like that connection area of like really heart-to-heart conversations and getting to know like each other's like real desires and fears and having those deep conversations. We've been doing that a lot lately, and it's been really good to get back on the same page and have the same goals and be working towards the same thing and both be trying to, you know, improve ourselves but also improve our relationship, you know, together at the same time. And so that's been really cool, and that's been something that I've been working on lately, and I've noticed that there are differences there now. Like there is a deeper relationship in that area, or more comfortableness, that's probably not a word, but with those deep conversations. It's not a scary place to be like, okay, let's talk, you know, like what happened with you and how do you feel about this and things like that. So that's been really good. And that's probably been the biggest things that have been going on for me lately with connection. And this month of connection is really connecting with myself, reading those, you know, those feelings when they come up. I have a lot of anxiety. And so, like, really looking at what in this moment is, you know, making the anxiety level go up and how can I be proactive about these situations so that it's not as much of a challenge for me to get certain things done. And I've been seeking support from friends in those areas. And so I've been connecting with myself that way, but then also with Jay.
That's great. Well, I was just thinking last week when we were talking, you made some commitments to just listening to and connecting to yourself and having those times of being quiet and peaceful, and how that calmness and was really helpful to you, and that you were going to work at trusting yourself. And so I just wondered how you did that, and you were going to write some positive self-talk that would assist you during those quiet times so that you could connect with that forward movement rather than the anxiety. So were you able to practice some of that and in a way of assisting you during those times when you feel more stress and maybe not as calm?
Not to the point of writing intentions yet, but I've definitely been working on being aware, trying to up my awareness level of what exactly it is that I can put my focus on to write the intention. So the intention is focused on where my power is and where I can move forward. So that's been more where my focus has been on just continuing to up my awareness level and kind of push through the fog or the unclearness around this situation, because this is, I mean, it's been a challenge for me kind of like my whole life. So just really trying to get clear on what it is that stops me or that keeps me in one place, I guess. And just really focusing on what is that and then how can I develop languaging to tell myself in those moments, or even give languaging to my kids or to my husband to support me, and then getting to write those intentions that are specific to what I find is most supportive.
Awesome. Well, as we know, awareness is the first step, and then having a willingness to look at those whatever that, you know, what that fog is and what kinds of things you can tell yourself or ask others to assist you in breaking through that fog. And we kind of had decided that maybe that was positive self-talk, mm-hmm. that that was the next step that you might be able to do, because you have those moments of lucidity when you're quiet and when you're peaceful, and when you can find those times to build that awareness, then the action or the next step that might come from that would be writing down that language or that positive self-talk that you could use and share with others to use as well, so that there's that consistency and that ability then to break through that, as you call it, a fog, that lack of clarity around how to keep yourself in that forward movement or in that positive mindset that allows you to utilize that calmness and that peace and that quiet to propel you forward and not to keep you stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you're practicing the steps and you're building that awareness, and you have that willingness to develop that, as you called it, languaging. And I was thinking positive self-talk. I don't know if those are synonyms of each other or not. But just things you can say or think that will bring you clarity around what it is you want. And I think I've heard you say, and correct me if I'm wrong, that this fog or this lack of clarity is the one block to your breaking, and you call it anxiety, breaking through that anxiety to a place of connectedness with your essential nature of trust. Is that true?
I don't know if I ever put it that clearly, but I think that it is a big block for me. I think I get distracted very easily by the noise or the clutter and the energy. And when I can take time to have quiet and really focus myself, I get, you know, more clear on what it is that I want. Like early in the morning or late at night when I'm laying in bed trying to fall asleep or stay asleep, is usually when I have some of my greatest ideas, because the house is actually quiet at those times. But I distract myself a lot from the quiet. And so it's becoming aware of when I'm distracting myself and using that time more effectively. Because I tend to just watch a movie or you know, something to that effect, where I kind of slow down my brain because I don't really have to think. I'm just following the story that I'm watching. And that's one way that I kind of quiet my head. But there are other ways and other things that I could be doing to quiet myself, and that would propel me forward instead of keeping me stagnant. So I'm trying to figure out what those best things are and do them more often, and kind of help myself discover when I'm distracting myself sooner, because it's, even though it's obvious, oh, I'm sitting down and watching a movie, it's not obvious that I'm doing it to distract myself, if that makes sense. So it's kind of still becoming more aware of the process that I've kind of gotten into, because I've been doing it for so long. It's not, I'm not so aware. It's unconscious almost, until I'm like, I could be doing something, you know, better with my time, especially if my kids are in bed already, because that's when the house is actually quiet. So instead of watching a movie, I could be reading, you know, a book, or I could be working on my websites, or I could be just listening to myself and getting really clear on what it is that I want and how to get there.
So I'm just kind of curious about that decision, when you make that decision, since you just listed several things that you felt would be more supportive of moving forward than watching a movie. So I'm curious, at that point of decision, when you, it is quiet and you can have that connection with yourself, which nurtures you. You talked about Elaine Glass and her, the things that she had talked to you about.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that moment of decision, when you sit down and watch a movie, rather, and you call that being distracted, when you're distracted to watch the movie, what could you do that would, you know, help you connect with yourself at that point? Is there, I mean, you have the awareness that that's what you're doing, and you also have a list of things that you could be doing instead of that. So what do you think it is that, I'm just kind of curious about your process there at that point.
Now, well, watching the movie is just easier. So that's why that's, because it quiets down the thoughts that race through my head. So watching a movie is just the easiest way, and it's the most, greased or most used pathway, I guess, of what I've done. And so it's just so easy to do that. And so it's a process of giving, you know, because anything else just seems like, oh, that'll just take so much effort, or, oh, that would just be so so frustrating, or it's not going to work. It's gonna add to the anxiety level, or whatever. It's like, okay, I'm tired. I've had a long day of working with the kids, especially on a big homework night. You know, I just want to sit down and I want to veg. But if I kind of, I think it's probably, I need to maybe set myself up for success in a way where it's like I have a date or something, you know, like I plan like an activity, okay, and I talk myself up to it all day, like, you know, okay, when the kids go to bed, I'm going to sit down at the computer and pull up the website and see where I can make changes, or I'm going to look at this workshop that I want to put together and decide what specific tools I want to share with the people coming to this workshop. You know, like have a set thing, not just, okay, when the kids go to bed, I'm going to make up something to do. You know, so it's probably just getting more organized and having specific things, not just this abstract list of things, but I have a hard time with that word, specific things that I can do to that specific day and time. So, you know, and get the support I need. Like if I'm going to work on my website and I want my husband's support, you know, making him aware of that, having a commitment, okay, we're going to sit down and we're going to, you know, I'd really love your support on making my website better at this time on this day. So it's not just, well, I could do this or I could do that, but having, like, a specific activity planned at a specific time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it goes, I want to commend you on the clarity that you're gaining there, and it goes back to what we talked about last week, willingness to set intentions. So it sounds to me like these would be a perfect example of intentions that you could set, allowing yourself the humanity and the compassion that sometimes watching a movie is perfectly supportive, and that these are some options, and you could have intentions set around those options based upon your level of energy, based upon the amount of effort that and support you've given to the children, that there would be more like a litany of opportunities that you could choose, and you have specific ways of doing that and intentions that went around that, also allowing for your humanity and compassion for your energy level at any given point, because that for you, that's also, I mean, just because I'm your mom, I know that, that's something you deal with as well as your energy level. And that's dependent on the amount of sleep that you've gotten, you know, the choices you've made and what you've eaten and exercising and all of the self-care that you're also working on. So in combination, having options that support and connect with your energy level as well as with your intentions to move forward in your business or in your whatever that those options are. Maybe it's reading your scriptures, or it's, you know, it's a combination of work-related, spiritual nourishment, fun, you know, relaxation and vegging. I mean, there would be a number of opportunities, but there would be intentions built around those so that they would be clear for you. And that would help you with that fog issue, as well as trusting yourself that these are the options that would support you. Now, at this moment in time, which one of those would be most supportive? And then asking for that support from Jay or whomever it is. You know, if it's working on a workshop with me, that you call me up and say, can we do this at this time, you know, over the phone or whatever it might be. So I think your clarity is really becoming, and even maybe your steps that to allow for the maybe not eliminating, but making it less distractions and more intentions. And one of those intentions might be to sit down and veg for a half an hour because of the amount of energy you expended with the kids that night. You know, again, just having that compassion for yourself as well as you connect with your energy and your intentions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think I'm to the point where I'm becoming aware enough to the point where I will push myself into doing something. Like, I've thought about it long enough where I can then make a decision. So,
yeah, well, I mean, that's part of your nature is trusting, you know, you want to trust yourself that you've come to that decision and now you can move forward with it. And having an option of decisions to choose from would also support your building that muscle of decisiveness that you want to have in moving forward. And so trusting yourself will build that muscle of being able to make decisions, and having an option of decisions, again, flexes that muscle. So it gives you the clarity, because all of these things would support me. Now I can use that, trust myself, and use that muscle to make a decision without having to weigh it out again and again and again. But just, I've already made the decision that these are the options that will support me. Now I'm just going to decide on which one today is the one that's going to support me tonight. And one of those options might be going to bed and getting more sleep because your energy level is weak. And, you know, just recognizing that too, connecting with your body. That's one of your goals for this year in particular, is self-care, is connecting with your body and recognizing when your energy is depleted. And, you know, the best thing you can do is to, you know, have a cup of hot chocolate and go to bed.
Yeah, I actually read last night instead of watching TV, so that was one step towards me doing something different to kind of quiet myself down and get ready for sleep. Another thing that I did last night that I want to do more often going forward is I wrote my gratitudes and acknowledgments, and I think that that will help with connecting to myself as well, especially the acknowledgments, because those are that's the side I struggle with, is acknowledging myself and seeing the things that I do on a daily basis that are worth, there's the word, acknowledging myself for, kind of taking that worthiness, you know, judgment out and acknowledging myself more for the things that I do on it, even if it's on a daily basis, that I acknowledge myself for doing them. One thing I've noticed that I do this year is I use the word just too much, like I'm just a mom, or I'm, you know, I just have five kids, or I just did this, or I just did that. I minimize pretty much everything that I do. So connecting with myself is also part of that, is acknowledging myself and seeing myself truly for who I am and what I do, and not minimizing or distorting the way that I see myself. And the funny thing about that is when I see other people, I always wish that they could see themselves through my eyes, because if they did, they would have all of the confidence they would need to accomplish whatever they were wanting to accomplish, because I have the nature of seeing the best in people and seeking the best, you know, seeking that in people, but I'm not really great at doing that with myself. So kind of being my own cheerleader this year is my goal, and seeing myself for who I am and what I can accomplish, and not diminishing or judging what I can and cannot do. That's been a major thing for me lately, is believing in my capability of things, that I am capable of doing the things that I want to be able to do. Because part of my self-talk is telling myself that I can't. So it's changing that and telling myself that I can, or that I have, because I don't always give myself credit for something that I already have done. And, you know, logically speaking, if I had done it before, I can do it again. So, you know, just really focusing on that, that language as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to commend you, because the talk that you are doing this evening, the conversation that you're having, the connection you're making with yourself and this integration, has followed the pathway of the last 4 weeks. And so I think the fact that you're writing acknowledgments, I want to commend you for that and acknowledge you for that, and that we have thought that would be a powerful strategy for you to use. The gratitudes as well, but the acknowledgments especially, because that's a way of developing positive self-talk. So I just want to acknowledge you for the movement you've made in connecting with yourself and being able to actually bring that to the forefront of your awareness, and a willingness then to develop this self-talk and to acknowledge yourself, and thus perhaps develop this list of decisions that you might make that would be more supportive, and have that as an option as you go forward. So I want to congratulate you on that, and feel like you've made some real progress. And I think we're probably out of time.
Pretty close. Yeah, we have about
so
a little less than
I
2 minutes.
Your conversation this evening has been an example of integrating the capacity to connect your head and your heart, and the capacity that as you connect to others, you also connect to yourself. And with your essential nature being trust, you have really talked around and about how trusting yourself, how being proactive with yourself, acknowledging yourself, developing a positive self-talk, and trusting that capacity you have to see the brilliance in others is something you can do for yourself. And so that whole idea of trust and being true to your nature is tied up in this connection step. So both you've built the awareness and developed the willingness, and now you've actually recognized the awareness and willingness to connect to your true self, which is trusting yourself. And so I think that's really a great example of the Fearless Living strategies and how they work and help us to move forward in our lives and to be more clear about what we want, and then to develop that space for us to practice that, and to actually make that forward movement a part of our journey. So I think you've provided our listeners with a great example of how that can work in a person's life, to build clarity and to propel a person forward with specific strategies. So I think that's really a great way to end up this particular step, and look forward to the next step in our journey, which is compassion.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Yes, next month we will be starting with compassion, and we hope that you come back and join us again and hear about compassion and how it's going to affect and change our next month as we go forward into the new year. We wish you all a happy new year. Happy, please be safe and have fun, and we'll see you next year.
All right. Good night.
Night.
Be fearless.